Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Well, now that number in Florida is up to about a million people who do not have power.
Yikes.
And the storm surge is still a-coming. It's not a good situation. We have a Category 4 hurricane in the Fort Myers area. It's not going to get to Tampa the way that they thought, which is maybe a good thing. It's not that they're not going to be affected, but it is tracking a little bit south of that.
Yeah, Steve said at his house he's got about 60-mile-an-hour gusts. And that's in Tampa.
That's Jervy, who we spoke with yesterday.
Yeah, so it's not too bad there.
And then we'll have Cindy Pressler on. She's down in Miami, but obviously keeping track of this, was in St. Louis for a long, long time. She's with WFOR-TV in Miami. So much more of that. We may dip into some of the Fox coverage. And Fred, I don't know if you saw this, but DeSantis is going to talk here at the bottom of the hour, so we may roll into that
okay.
a little bit live
Good.
As well. Abby is in the studio this afternoon. Alex Rich as well. Hayes will make his way in as we talk about a few things here on a Wednesday afternoon. How are you, Alex, first of all?
No complaints. No complaints today.
I had something. Well, I have a couple of things for you, but there was something I was going to mention right here. Did you have something, Sue?
I forgot to. No, it's just something that I forgot to tell Fred. I was going to talk about the women's exchange since Alex was in here.
Our weekly women's exchange.
Oh, I thought you were going to get them in.
We'll have to do that for next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's time it for next Wednesday.
Yeah, excellent. I forgot. And I was going to tell Alex that I thought that maybe it was his mother who mentioned it to the Women's Exchange. Either that or they listened to this station that reached out and said they heard us talk about their sandwich.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's
yes.
hysterical.
So the plan was, the master plan was to get him in. We'll try to do that next year.
I'd love it. I'm the biggest advocate now.
I can't wait. Let's do, just because DeSantis is going to speak here at the bottom of the hour, and I may want to take some of that, let's just roll right into this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
54 years ago today, this has music, in 1968... The Beatles hit number one on the pop single charts with this song.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
You do not have 6.5-minute songs that are big hits like this. What a great song, though.
So great.
Even if you're not a big Beatles freak, you can't deny the power of that song. Yeah. Do you cover Beatles stuff or not?
I need to do more of it. I have before. It's not in my, everyday rotation.
Yeah.
But it's a good one to do.
Boy,
I need to bring down the vibe a little bit, I feel like I can do, I don't know if I could do, a more upbeat Beatles song. What would be a good one to do? I don't know.
Twist and Shout is upbeat.
Take
Here Comes
my pick.
The Sun. Yeah, there's several.
Do a birthday.
Maybe I do need a birthday song to do for people.
You get a lot of birthday requests. We can load you with options of Beatles songs, Alex. I think we can do that.
Mm. By the way, Hey Jude was number one for 9 weeks. And then, 31 years ago today, in 1991, Rope in the Wind by Garth Brooks. Now, this is the album that became the first country music album to debut at number one on Billboard's pop album chart. Isn't that crazy?
That's kind of wild, yeah.
This is Shameless from the album.
What did you say? It was 1991?
1991. Man, Garth was huge.
That was back, like, early 90s. I hated country music so much, only because I thought I hated country music, because I took a stand. I was a rock and roll guy. I'm like, I hate country. I don't want to listen to country. I'm a big country fan these days.
It's grown on me a bit, too.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And that was an interesting transition period. Look, a lot of people would say I should have loved the country music, like from the 80s and what Garth's doing here. It became clearly more poppy as we got into the 90s. But I like a little old country. I like a little new country.
I understand this. Of course.
I don't like all country because there's some of it that I don't like at all.
I get it. I was on Kix at the time. I heard the heck out of this.
Oh, yeah. You know, and one of the big regrets I do have when it comes to bucket lists is I've never seen Garth Brooks. When he came to town the last time, my friend Johnny Holzem from the Well Hungarians called me Sunday afternoon, and my wife was napping on the couch, and she loves Garth Brooks so much. And he says, hey, I got an extra ticket for tonight's show. And I had to say no because I knew that my wife would murder me if I went to that show without her. So why wouldn't you just send her? Well, she didn't know John. Well, she didn't know John. Well, I mean, I'm going to send my wife with a single good-looking friend of mine, right?
Well,
that didn't seem like a good idea.
She loves it. I'm just saying.
I'm surprised you've never seen Garth Brooks live.
I know. She has. Becky has. I have not.
You know, on Spotify, the country pop hits from the 90s is one of my favorite selections.
Oh, that's interesting. They've got great songs. I was in the entire country industry back then, and Garth Brooks went into his Chris Gaines phase by the time that I went to an event where he was, so I did not get to meet him either. By the way, his two previous albums were No Fences and Garth Brooks, and they also held at number 2 and number 5, but this was the first to debut at number 1 on the pop charts. Okay, and for Fred and Mark, well, anybody else too, 26 years ago, on this date, it was Ozzie Smith Day at Busch Stadium, and the Wizards uniform number 1 was retired in that emotional, they had this big ceremony. They had a crowd that day of 52,876. It's the third largest regular season crowd in stadium history back in the day. And Smith performed, of course, his last backflip as he took the field and drove in a run. Cards won that night. It was great.
What does the current Busch Stadium hold?
I think 46 if you really pack
46
them in there.
Or 47, you, I would think.
Can you imagine 53 again? 53,000?
That's nuts to think about. We hear a lot about, I read this story this morning and I thought, you know what? I don't know why this never occurred to me. We hear a lot about electric cars and trucks, but not that much about electric motorcycles. And Harley Davidson, for instance, has an electric motorcycle division. Did you know this, anyone?
Nope. No idea.
And yesterday, it spun it off as a separate company. So LiveWire is the first publicly traded electric motorcycle company in the U.S. They've got two different models. They've got one that starts over $16,000 and the other over $22,000. And, of course, that's when you add nothing on it.
Right.
Yeah. By the time you get it to where you want it. Well, I think that's kind of cool.
But does that defeat the whole point of driving a Harley?
Yes, it does.
It's very quiet.
If you don't turn it on, it doesn't rev up. It's like, I'm not a bike guy, but I'm a bicycle guy.
Dude, I'm not a bike guy either, but here's what I know. After, you know, experiencing two Harley reunions, the 95th and the 100 in Milwaukee, which were epic. And I got to understand a little bit of what that culture was all about. There are people that are listening right now and they're just laughing at this because their reaction to an electric motorcycle is...
What a joke.
No. A scooter.
No, no, no.
I think that's why.
Go get a Lime scooter off the street.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think they go for very long. It's got a long ways to go. But I think that's why Harley spun it off. You know what I mean? Let's let it exist over here.
Imagine talk to Kenny Wallace. The trip to Sturgis will take you like 10 days
because
you got to reach
your...
Imagine you go on a a cross country trip on your bike with all your buddies, and you guys got to stop so you could charge your bike. Yeah. I think your buddies would laugh a little bit at you.
I think so too.
It had never occurred to me. Have you already bought Halloween candy? Anyone?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
I've seen it.
According to the National Confectioners Association, close to 1 in 5 Americans who plan to buy candy already have or will by the end of this week. 18% say they usually buy it in September or earlier. 65% will buy it in the first few weeks of October. How do you do that and not eat it all?
I have no idea.
It's hard for me to decide which candy to buy. I stand in the store and look because the bags are all classified by types.
Yeah.
And I'm like picking the ones that I like.
Well,
you know, not thinking I'm giving it away to all the kids. It's like, I like all the M&M ones.
Do you hand out Kit Kats?
Yeah, mini Kit Kat.
I like a Kit Kat. Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Kit Kats.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Does anybody in here do the full candy bars?
No.
Definitely not Mark.
Understatement. And you know, I've only known one person who's done that. Have you ever gotten a full-sized when you were a kid even?
We've had some in our neighborhood. Yeah. You know, my neighborhood is not that big, so you could almost do it in my neighborhood just because there's 30
houses. It should
almost
be a requirement in your neighborhood, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for putting the pressure on me.
Talk to the board. Talk to the subdivision board.
No, I'm telling you, though, my favorite, Alex, I don't know if I, this is still my favorite thing that ever happened. It was in the house in, before we moved into this one, and there were these two kids that came up. I've told this story before, and they didn't have costumes on. They were like 12, 13 years old, and they said that the guy down the street from me gave them potatoes. Because he was giving candy to everyone else, but he gave them like a whole potato for their Halloween bag. And I just thought that was perfect for not wearing a costume. Yeah.
That's kind of great.
Yeah.
12% will wait till the very last minute. That's me. The remaining 5% said it varies. Side note, 97% of people who welcome trick-or-treaters will hand out candy. The other 3% are the ones who hand out things like raisins and toothbrushes. What are you saying?
I have a question.
Yes.
What percentage of people wait until October 29th, that Saturday? Because that would be me, probably.
That's the 12.
Yeah, but you have the freshest candy on the block.
Exactly. There you go. 12%. Because a lot of us don't. They've already got it out in the stores. But, I've walked by there happily, not doing it yet. Does it get cheaper at the end?
It gets cheaper after.
Yeah, well, that doesn't do us much good. And in insect news, there's a new tally of the tiny insects. Scientists at the University of Hong Kong decided to look into the number of ants on Earth. This is not great. They say their finding is so big that it's, quote, unimaginable. Almost 20 quadrillion ants are busily zipping to and fro or burrowing into the earth at any given moment. 20 quadrillion.
How much
I have
is
no
a
doubt.
Quadrillion?
I have no doubt.
I don't know. That's
a
lot,
Fred. Pretty expensive number.
That's about 2.5 million for every person.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I have ants crawling on me now.
The total mass of ants, Abby, on the planet weighs in at about 12 megatons of dry carbon.
It's a bit unsettling.
It is.
You know, ants are really fascinating to me. And, you know, just a little ant story from the summer. So we have over my fence in my backyard, I have creek front property. A lot of people have ocean front and lake front. I have creek front property, and there's no water usually in the creek, but we have deer all around our house, and they come right in the backyard over the fence, and these deer are so used to people that they don't really get scared off by much. I mean, if my dogs go out there, then they'll run away, but we've thrown apples over the fence for the deer, right? And every once in a while, if you don't make it, it's in, you know, the piece of apples in the backyard. And a couple of times during the summer, when I went out there to take the apple from my backyard and throw it, I mean, it was an army of ants. And it didn't take long for that army of ants to find that. And this happened one time I was in Vegas too at my friend's house, and we just dropped something on the ground at his pool. So concrete pool. the ants that attacked that little piece of food and the army that was marching in, I mean, the way that they sense these things, it really is incredible.
It is incredible. I need to look that up. Suze News needs to get on that, Fred. How do the ants find the stuff that is on the ground so fast?
Do you know how many zeros are in quadrillion?
Do tell.
15.
I would say there's more than a quadrillion. I'd say there's
20
a couple
quadrillion.
Of, yeah, there you go.
That's what they said.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay. And finally, in Suze News, we have today's random fact. The jockstrap was invented in 1874.
I don't know why.
No warning.
I mean, yeah.
Without warning.
You can't do that to us.
That's great.
It's invented to help bicycle jockeys as they made deliveries on cobblestone streets in Boston.
That's why it was created?
Yep.
That's pretty...
accurate?
No, I would have imagined, like, that's funny that it wasn't even created, like, for, like... you know, baseball players or anything like that back in the day. Like,
cobblestone streets.
You know, and people don't really want to hear this. I have horrifying stories of when I was in junior high and would be in gym class and you have to, you know, wear those things. And I don't know. Do people still wear jockstraps?
There's not unless there's a protective cup in there, I guess. But maybe. I struggle sometimes on a cobblestone.
But do all professional athletes, this is something to me, like, do all baseball players wear cups?
They don't.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I thought.
No, they don't.
Is that smart?
I think if you play the infield, it's not smart. Like, imagine Nolan Arenado there at third base, like, just trusting his hands.
No,
that seems extreme.
Well, he's got good
hands.
But
outfield, maybe. You know,
Fred,
I don't know.
You,
I never played football.
You want to weigh in, Fred, on jockstraps? You're kind of quiet over there.
I think Fred's got one on right now.
Actually, over there, ladies and gentlemen.
To be honest, I don't know that I've ever worn one.
Oh. We get such good information from Fred.
Telling you.
That's it.
I think that's it.
I think Sue's right. That's it on jockstraps. We'll just end it right there, right?
Welcome
good idea.
To Cup Talk.
422. Hayes is going to come in from Y98. We'll adults. We are adults, right, Alex?
For the most part, it depends.
Back with more in a moment.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I always got to let the Led Zeppelin roll out just a little bit more than maybe some of the other tunes, just because I love them so much. Alex Rich is hanging out. Hayes from Y98. How are you?
Hey. Doing good.
Yep.
Good to see you, Hayes.
You too.
Sue, we're trying to get a hold. We said a couple of times Cindy Pressler was going to join us, and she is too busy down there. Used to be in St. Louis. She's with WFOR in Miami. Have you guys ever been through a hurricane or anything down there? I certainly haven't. You know, for years I've worked in media, obviously, and we've covered all kinds of natural disasters. And I worked with someone, my friend Sherry Preston, who was with me in Milwaukee. She's an ABC radio anchor. And she would always say that's one of her dreams, to go down there and be one of those people that's kind of like on the beachfront. No, thank you. I don't want, that's not my dream, because it looks rather daunting. My sister vacations quite a bit where I do in Sanibel Captiva, and she just sent me some pictures that do not look good from those islands. You've had a big wall of flooding, and that's not even the big surge that's coming. So this is a Category 4. A lot of people do not have power, and we're going to get an update from Governor DeSantis, so I may cut you guys close here or tight this afternoon, because we're going to try to go. Fred, if you would do me a favor and maybe keep an eye on that so I know when to go to DeSantis. There were a couple of things, though, that I was going to tell you. So I was in this, Alex, you know kind of where I live, over by my house, right there by the sugar fire.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fast lane that is over there. And I go get gas there quite a bit. When I walked in today, I was showing Sue, I think, this picture. But they have those, you know, those gambling machines that they have?
Oh, yeah. On the run in St. Charles there, right off Mid Rivers
okay.
Drive there.
So here's my question. What do you do with those? Because one of the things that came up on the roundtable was the reason that we have not yet passed in Missouri some of the sports wagering, like Illinois, you can't, is because of the competition from these machines. I didn't even think these things were legal, so I'm a little confused by it.
I don't know.
Have you played them?
I haven't played them. They're supposed to be just like gaming for a game, but there's a way to win money, right? Correct?
I'm going to open up the phone lines.
Okay.
If someone can, because I'm very confused. 314-241-9797. And by the way, that may be a fail, because we may have to go to DeSantis.
So you walked in, this guy was just standing
there? No,
there
were three guys that were at, there's three machines in this fast lane.
Playing like they're at the casino?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people on them all the time. So you got to get something out of it. There's definitely a benefit for it, for the person.
Interesting.
You know, I didn't know if they were all together. I sat there. I took a picture just because I was so amazed. I'd seen the machines in there. They're new. They had not been in the fast lane for a while. And when I was coming back, months ago, I was coming back from a trip that I took down to Texas, and I stopped somewhere south on 44 to get gas. And that was another place that had a ton of those machines, and it seemed like a lot of people were playing them. So if anyone knows exactly how those things work, call us here this afternoon, 314-241-9797, 241-9797. I have not played this as we get some phone calls. This was pretty cool last night. Did you guys hear Albert's message to the teammates?
Oh, yeah.
Let's play this real quick.
Definitely, guys. I mean, what an honor. I mean, to come back here, you know, and just finish my career being in the playoff. I mean, this is just, I'm picking up on Ollie. This is just one step, guys. Just remember this moment. This is what we want to do deep in October, and hopefully win that championship, bring it to the city of San Luis. So enjoy it. Enjoy the night we deserve. Up and down, you know, long season. And this is just one strong step. So, I mean, there's no better sacrifice than winning that championship, guys. Just stay focused on that. We have 1 week left to the season. Just stay focused, finish strong, and then there goes the playoff, guys. This is what we play for. We make good money, but this is what we play for. So let's win a championship this year, guys. God bless. Let's go.
Yeah. I always kind of thought, as much as this is fun with 700 home runs and hopefully 700 plus, it is about winning a championship.
It is.
That was encouraging last night from the standpoint that the Cardinals' bats have gone so silent, and it's been a little problematic, but everyone was seemingly coming through last night. Goalie had a good night. Kisner had a good night, which was good to see. So let's hope that they can...
We need them all to have a good night.
If that doesn't make
you want to run through a brick wall here in Albert Pujols in the Cardinals' locker room, just...
Which kind of brings me to this. Like, next season's going to be crazy. You're not going to have those leaders. I mean, you'll have some, but you know...
It's going to be different.
Is it going to be kind of like, I wouldn't say rebuilding?
Can I say this on the radio? Adam Wainwright, they took him off all the stuff. Is he coming back? Mo, even last night, did not include Wayno in the comment when he said, you know, it's Albert and Yachty's final season. He did not say Wayno.
Well,
so
because,
if you go back and listen,
well,
I mean,
Wayno has
still
not committed. But here's the thing. I think it's, I think we were, dead arm is hanging, lingering here. I think it's time, unfortunately. Look, I think you have legit questions about how much you insert him into the rotation here in the postseason. He always seems to surprise us. But this has been like five outings right now where velocity's off. And it's just not right.
Yeah.
So, and look, how can you not expect that? He's achieved, the first half of the season was stellar.
Right.
It was great.
Right.
But you're going to get tired at that age. There's going to be fatigue. Nothing to be ashamed of. But I do think it's his last season.
You bring up locker room for next year, though. Do you see these guys, I don't know what your guys' thoughts are, but I think they integrate Albert and Yachty into the coaching staff or like
something.
The developmental staff somehow, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how that would work. Maybe. Yachty's got his basketball team, though, so he's going to be busy with that.
I guess we just focus on now and the present and, you know, take it day by day. Let's go Cards.
Your point is well taken, though, because it's not really a rebuild because you're still going to have all these guys and Arenado and Goldschmidt, but that's weird. Because
you don't have those people to draw you out to the ballpark.
Honestly, saying that is a really good point. In my lifetime,
right?
I'm 31. There hasn't been, like, a player like Yachty. Let's use Yachty specifically because Albert left. We experienced that. And it was a big deal when Albert left. But in my lifetime, there really hasn't been a player that I've grown up with other than Albert and Yachty. And for like next year, Yachty's not going to be a Cardinal. Like that's going to be
crazy.
That's going to be probably the most impactful
hit
for me personally watching the Cardinal. Like, yeah, especially when it's the catcher of your team. Like the catcher is. I say this, yes, because I'm a catcher. Obviously, I'm partial to the catcher, the catchers out there. But yeah, you're losing like a major key part of your team. You don't find a great catcher everywhere.
One of the best ever.
Yeah,
you know?
you don't. And like think about that. We've experienced the last time Yachty didn't start a game on opening day for the Cardinals. I was like 12 years old.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
It is. It really is. I think we have, let's see, Richard chimed in here, I think, on the gambling machines. Richard, can you help us with the gambling machines? What the hell do they do?
I can, Mark. Hey, can I get one little plug-in for Ann Coulter and her book, Mugged? It's exactly word for word some of the things that you espouse about crime and race. Well, and it is so good.
I'll try to get her on. I was unaware. Fred, let's try. I've met Ann, and she was lovely a few years ago when I was at one of the events in D.C., so I'd love to have her on. That's great. It's called Mugged?
Mugged, and it's so good and so clinical and so factual. It's just everything we're looking for.
Okay, good. I'm going to put it on the list for sure.
Okay, for the gambling, so when you go on these machines, like there's one at Broadway and 55, you put in your money, and if you win or, you know, any amount, a little slip comes out, and then you take it up to the cashier, and they give you cash.
But how is that allowed?
Is it like, are they?
I don't know how it's allowed,
right?
That's the weird thing. Are they slot machines, essentially? You put your money in. Are you kind of pulling a lever? Is that what's happening?
Slot machines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We
got to do some digging on this.
No, well, we've talked
about
this.
Why don't they have these everywhere?
They're not really legal, but I think they just basically do it because nobody's going to enforce anything against them at this point, really. And that's my understanding where some of the competition is and some of the people taking a stand against the sports wagering. But have you played them?
Right. I think the police are too busy pulling over Chargers with no license plates and Hyundais and Kias that are being stolen at every 5 seconds.
Yeah,
so they probably
you're right about that. Now, have you actually played? Have you played these machines?
No, I haven't. But I've seen people do that, and I've been there when they've taken their slip up and gotten money.
Huh. How much do you know by any chance? How much money? What's the potential? Like, what would be a big win from one of those things?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe there's
but
a cap.
I think
I'd be happy winning like $20 from one of those things, right?
Right. Hey, Richard, thanks for the call. Yeah, it seemed like it was almost like it was a landscaping crew that was on a break and they were in there, all three of them, hitting the machines at the fast lane. I just thought it was interesting because I'd really never seen that as close to St. Louis.
Yeah.
I've seen it further out, certainly down 44, but he said
St. Charles,
going down 55
they had it out
as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. Ron DeSantis is supposed to speak here. I'm going to take a break just in case that happens in the next couple of minutes. We're going to try to bring it to you live on 97.1 FM Talk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I indicated that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was going to hold a briefing on Hurricane Ian, and we're going to go to that live right now and get the very latest. A million people without power.
The storm surge has likely peaked and will likely be less in the coming hours than it has been up to this point. But we know that this has been a big storm, and it's done a lot of damage as it is. It is going to continue to move through the state of Florida. You're going to see hurricane force winds in places in central Florida, perhaps. It's clearly a very strong tropical storm all the way until it exits the Florida Peninsula in the Atlantic Ocean. There are, as much as we're focused on Southwest Florida, very important, obviously, when you have a storm of this nature. I think at landfall, it's going to be behind only the Labor Day hurricane, Hurricane Andrew, and Hurricane Michael in terms of intensity. I think we're going to end up seeing that. It may end up being a Category 5, but at a minimum, it's going to be a very strong Category 4 that's going to rank as one of the top five hurricanes to ever hit the Florida Peninsula. So that damage is ongoing. It's very, very important. But the fact is, there's going to be damage throughout the whole state, and people in other parts of the state, be prepared for some impacts. And you are seeing counties in different parts of the state issue evacuation orders. Clay County in Northeast Florida, which we do anticipate some major, major flooding events in Northeast Florida. I think folks that are familiar with the St. Johns River know that when you have weather like this, you will see this. And so Clay County has issued mandatory evacuations of low-lying areas along the St. Johns River. Flagler County has issued mandatory evacuations of its barrier islands, low-lying areas, and mobile homes. Nassau has issued evacuation orders for low-lying areas. St. Johns County is evacuating coastal and low-lying areas, including the city of St. Augustine, as well as the city of St. Augustine Beach. Putnam County has recommended evacuation for low-lying areas and areas that have a history of flooding. And Sumter County is advising evacuations of mobile homes. And so those are places that are hundreds and hundreds of miles away from the initial impact in Southwest Florida, and yet they are having to evacuate folks that are living in vulnerable areas. We have over 1.1 million reported power outages. Now, there are crews that are still working outside of Southwest Florida, but just understand that number is going to grow. You're going to see more power outages as this storm moves through the center part of our state and before it exits into the Atlantic coast. There are 100 portable cell phone towers ready to be deployed into Southwest Florida once it is safe to enter, and should that be needed. We want to make sure people are staying out of the way of emergency crews and out of floodwaters and away from all downed power lines. As soon as emergency crews can get in, they are going to get in. As soon as it's safe to go and clear the roadways, Florida Department of Transportation is going to go in and clear those roadways. These are all on standby. They are ready to go. They understand the importance of a really, really quick response. As I mentioned earlier today, we have now officially sent the letter with the request to the Biden administration for a major disaster declaration for all 67 counties, requesting the federal government do 100% reimbursement up front for 60 days to ensure that we can quickly move forward into this response and recovery phase. And I know sometimes they wait till different damage assessments are made, but in this situation, you've got a massive Category 4 storm that you compare Charlie to this. This is way, way, way bigger than Charlie. It was as strong as Charlie coming in, but Charlie was much smaller. So this is a big one, and I think we all know there's going to be major, major impacts. We are, not only are there 42,000 linemen, they are positioned all across the state of Florida. As soon as it's safe to go, those personnel are going to go in to resume power, and that's something that's very, very important. In terms of rescue efforts, obviously there's robust efforts in each of these counties. I mean, some of these are major counties in our state, like Lee County, Collier County. They've got great response teams. The state of Florida, you know, we are providing a lot of support that's staged and ready to go. We have almost 250 aircraft, more than 1,600 high water vehicles, and more than 300 boats of all drafts and sizes, including 250 already stationed in the major impacted areas, and nearly 50 that are staged and immediately ready to come in. And so with water this high, you know, these operations may need to be waterborne operations. Now, there are some where you're going to need to use the water to get to some of the barrier islands anyways. But you look at like Collier County, I mean, downtown Naples is flooded. That's probably going to subside as the time goes on. But they're prepared for a lot of different eventualities. So we're thankful for the states that have sent us resources, and we're very, very appreciative of them stepping up and helping Florida. As this storm passes your community, understand it's still a very hazardous situation. You're going to have down power lines. You're going to have a possibility of harm's way because of standing water, misuse of generators. I asked the Department of Emergency Management, Kevin, to produce for me the rundown of the fatalities through direct impacts of storms versus the aftermath. And in Hurricane Irma, there were 7 fatalities directly because of the storm, and there were 77 that were a result of post-storm. And a lot of that is standing water, down power lines, misuse of generators. So please just take precaution. Obviously a ferocious storm coming in, very hazardous, very ominous. We know the life-threatening nature of that. But once the storm goes, once there is apparent calm, there are still plenty of hazards out there. So just please make sure that you're taking the proper precautions. I'm happy that Volunteer Florida has now activated the Florida Disaster Fund. Sometimes people say, hey, we want to help. What can we do? And there's really two things you can do. One, send some donations, money. The other can be donate your time. What's not helpful is sending items and sending things to us. We have a lot of stuff pre-positioned. If there's a need for other stuff, Kevin and his team will work. FEMA, all these other groups can work to provide that. But if you provide money to some volunteer organizations and charity groups, they can make a big impact in people's lives. And if you're willing to volunteer your time, there's going to be ways you can be put to work, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to need help on the back end of this thing. So if you want to contribute, you can go to floridadisasterfund.org or text disaster to 20222. For those who want to come and volunteer, we have an official volunteer portal at Volunteer Florida, www.volunteerflorida.org, to find volunteer opportunities. This storm is doing a number on the state of Florida. It is going to continue to move through this state today and through much of tomorrow. And there's going to continue to be a number of adverse effects. I can tell you that as soon as it moves beyond Southwest Florida, you're going to see a massive surge of personnel and supplies to be able to help those who are in need, get people back on their feet, and help to rebuild those communities. Kevin?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Governor. I think everybody should know that the governor is extremely committed to being involved in this response. And
This is Kevin Guthrie. He is with the Florida Division of Emergency Management.
Not been anywhere but very near me the entire time. So, Governor, thank you so much for your leadership in that area. I mean, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to the leadership. As the governor said, Hurricane Ian has made landfall this afternoon as a Category 4. Winds of 155 miles an hour. I'm not going to read all the statistics that the governor has mentioned, but I'll bring a couple of new ones here. 1,100 resource requests have been we've received 1,100 resource requests. We have fulfilled 900 of those. Again, the difference of the 200 is stuff that we just cannot get out on the road right now. We're working as quickly as possible to address those needs. We have well over 200 shelters open. We have 42,000 restoration personnel. We literally have with first responders across the state and additional ones coming in, there's well over 10,000 responders statewide ready to do stuff.
So that's Kevin Guthrie giving an update. He's the head of the Florida Division of Emergency Management. You heard Governor DeSantis there. Ahead of that, we'll continue to give you updates. There was something I was noticing on Fox that they were showing some video from Captiva Island, and it seemed to be a live feed. And then they gave credit to something called HurricaneTrack.com, and I went to that website. They want you to subscribe to the website. It's like a Patreon subscription. It only costs, I think, a couple of bucks. But listen to what they set up. I don't know who these people are. They said, after working all day, excuse me, after working all day Tuesday to set out 14 live remote cams and two state-of-the-art weather stations, our work in Southwest Florida is complete for now. It's all up to the technology at this point. As long as the infrastructure holds up, we will witness incredible, sobering video and live weather data over the coming hours. You can follow and support our project via Patreon and the Hurricane Tracker Insider site. So if you do want to check this out, there's also a YouTube channel, which is Hurricane Track, at your Hurricane Track on Twitter, and then a YouTube channel. But they're putting up some amazing images. And even if you just go to Twitter right now and you just look at the, the things that are, I can't remember, it's the thing that looks like the magnifying glass. And that'll show you.
Oh, yeah,
you,
the search.
Yeah, if you just hit that, all kinds of stories come up, you know, from what's happening. Or just do a search and put Florida in, and unfortunately you're going to see a lot of things that you probably don't want to see, because we're just now getting some of the starting images for what's happening in Florida right now. And so your friend Steve Jervy is going to give us another update coming up after 5 o'clock from down there in Florida. Fox News is next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.